Blog Talk Radio.
Here is singer, songwriter, podcaster, author, and at times actor, Dub Knight.
You know, it's a joy to do. Thank you for listening, whoever this is. I want to let you know that Dub Knight Matter Part 2 should be out March 2nd or March 3rd. When it comes, you know, it depends on the distribution company. As I told you before, if it doesn't come out, I'll try to get a video with something put together by tomorrow, March 2nd, late to March 2nd, or March 3rd. I'll let you know by March 3rd, okay? It will have the song I Want You. Now, the I Want You song is available on Vivo. Now, I'm going to address the critics. You know, there are critics around me who will talk about my show and thinking that my show is way off and whatever. And I am legit. I've been a singer-songwriter for many years. And, you know, I have that dream and those little childhood dreams. No matter what age or size I am or limitations that I am, I continue to do what I need to do as an artist. And part of the artistic requirements for me is to communicate in every way, shape, or form. Not just sing and write, but also do podcasting, because I love podcasting. It's so much fun. Just take one day at a time, appreciate each day as it comes. And within that appreciation, I look at and I've seen events of her where people were given chances to make their dreams come true under difficult circumstances, but they did, or let's say allege. So what I mean is that, you know, I was walking outside, taking a break, you know, from things, you know, because I need to exercise, you know, because I love to eat and I have to exercise. And I heard on the radio where, if this is correct, this is gossip, so I would say alleged. But from a source, you know, it was from Vicki Hamilton, the manager of Guns N' Roses, when they got their record contract. They were about to sign a record contract with Geffen Records a long time ago, and Axl Rose did not sign the contract because he lost his contact lenses. Yeah, at first, he thought there was some plan or something. And I realized how difficult it is to be, I can relate to that situation. I was a starving artist, because I've been starving for a long time. But, you know, thank God that Axl Rose signed the contract, you know. He didn't want to sign it because he thought it was, you know, someone was trying to con him or something, so I'm glad he signed it. And a realization how making that dream can come true can be very difficult. So that's a revelation that, you know, the unfortunate thing is within Hollywood, because there's so many artists like me out here, Hollywood, West Hollywood, or all around San Gabriel Valley, Santa Monica, Bel Air, Beverly Hills, there's so many artists. I'm talking about the struggling artists in San Fernando Valley. So they all have the dream and, you know, to get that chance to go to the next level with their dream, with the contract. I say that because I admire Guns N' Roses when I was a kid because I was having so many problems myself fitting in into society where I was in upstate New York. I felt like an outcast, or I didn't fit in, or I was judged, and I felt something wasn't right. I had so many limitations that I'm glad I survived it as a teenager, because I just didn't fit in, and I had so many problems that prevented me from being who I need to be. And to hear that, just realization how hard it is to make that dream come true. But nevertheless, Axl's dream did come true. But in a sense, that for me, while I didn't sign a big recording contract, which that was my dream and still is, I did sign a contract to release my music. And with that, I continue to dream and continue to believe. So that is what it is. And I get the realization as I, you know, do my own thing and do it in my own unique way of trying to find thyself in life, because creativity, it came about from feeling alienated. So I started singing rock songs and started writing because I felt alienated, felt like an outcast, you know. And that's why I wrote the song Outcast, because that's how I felt from the world. But, you know, now I'm more wiser as you get older and you see things differently. So I'm glad for that experience, that for what music, for what it is in particular, gave me the chance to create and write about my experiences. So make lemons, take lemons and make lemonade out of them. And this is one song that I talked about. I just know what I am. At one time, I told the whole story about it, going to KLOS, and how I made a mistake or an allegation from somebody telling that I didn't get the song on the KLOS because they couldn't know where I was singing and playing. They had a chance, you know. Well, despite the obstacles and tremendous struggles that I went through, I practically barely survived in trying to find out who I am, and I'm glad things are more stable in a sense. I still create, and I still believe. And that's what it is, forever through time. It was a great song, you know. I was so rock and roll at that time. The concept of that song, Forever Through Time, was just writing about something about falling in love, what it would feel like if I fell in love, you know, fell in love with somebody. Because love in my life never really came to me. So I learned from individuals when I was in L.A. I would say in upstate New York, perhaps, but they told me to find love thyself, find it inside of me, and then and go live life on my own terms. I guess perhaps that was a good advice because I guess they realized where I was at. And, you know, it was like people who just guided me at the right time. I don't know. There's somebody who else has guided me to try to find myself and live life on my own terms, you know. I have to, you know, and because that's truly how we all should live, you know, live life on our own terms. And that's what it is. But trying to live life or march to the beat of one's own drum or try to do things in my own unique way could bring ridicule, which is natural. There are idiots in the world. There are idiots in the world when I was younger, but I had to let that go because the past is over. But I'm going to talk more about that in relation to trying to be wiser with this song, which I meant to play. I just know what I am. We'll be right back.
tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright. Got no one to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns out bad, I didn't really end up with more. But inside, I know I've got.
Yes, tragedy is not what I am. You know, that was the song because there was so many things there. I could have came close to tragedy. You know, I'm going to say death, violence, criminal violence in L.A., and all kinds of situations, but I'm glad I survived. I'm sorry I brought this up. I had to be positive, you know. I am. I just was talking about why I wrote Tragedy Is Not What I Am, just like what I wrote with some of these other songs like Trauma. I went through so much, you know, and I don't want to go through it, you know, because I've been through it so many times I'm talking about. But I guess, you know what, I'm going to stop saying that. I'm going to just talk about what happened. I just had struggles since I was born, but I want to be positive because despite all the abuse, when I suffered tremendous abuse and struggles at a very young age, a young child, feeling alienated, made fun of, trying to find my way in the world as a young child, and I saw the ignorance that was breeding because when I got a teenager, I wasn't doing well in school, you know? And I wrote about that. Tragedy is not what I am. And it was what's going on at home was bothering me. I couldn't express myself because it wasn't a place to express herself at a high school, Hunchback High School. And then people said, oh, I'm too dumb, or my abilities, or I should have went to McKinley or whatever. I'm like, that's ignorance. If you know, a child cannot concentrate and do well if they've been subjected to abuse or trauma at their home, or some kind of violent or some kind of situation, or if they're clinically depressed by something going on. So if you're going to go ahead and say all this stuff about my abilities, but I think it's ridiculous because, first of all, grown-ups don't think like that, and people who are knowledgeable don't think like that. It's about if a child goes to school or goes and don't do well, then whoever right now in 2021 should check. Maybe the child is going through something with turmoil at home is causing why they ain't doing well in school, or something else is going on. Does not have to do with abilities. So I hope that straightens out. So it had to do with too much lack of concentration, too much stuff going on. And, you know, I love, you know, the realization that, you know, I also learned with other children as I got older and teenagers that they probably were suffering abuse too, being beaten across the head or suffered a trauma, being mugged or almost killed outside their home, like me, at the age of 16 or 15 while I was going to Hunchback High School. So it's important for me to talk about that, but it was hard because I couldn't talk about that. Because all the children were doing, children were too cruel and too immature to understand reality, or people were too out of touch to understand that kind of situation. They were making fun of other children. So when people make fun of me as an adult, like when I was 19 in Buffalo, they used to always, I walked down Main Street and they made fun of me every single where I went because of the way I walked. I'm like, oh, isn't this like... And I went on a bus and made fun of me, but I was like, I remind myself that I'm a beautiful person. See, a lot of people don't have some people don't have the capacity to overcome that. they take this alienation, the ostracism, being made fun of, and take it internal. And some people kill themselves and do legal, do self-destructive things because they don't fit into that shallowness or that bad situation, no matter what age. And my stance is, I get reminded that it's okay to be me because I am beautiful, no matter what they say. You know, something wrong with them. They're ignorant. They're evil. They're sociopaths. They're narcissists. So when I look at all that, I realize how ignorant a lot of people were around me, and like adults and children acting like they don't know what it's with. That's why I written that book, Normal People, because people are so normal. They're controlled by or believe in their own limitations and ignorance, and they prejudge other people who don't act or do things like them. So when I came to LA, I wasn't laughed at all. When I walked down the street, I'm like, oh, this is the first time I wasn't laughed at. Nobody ain't laughing at me. I mean, there were a few, but no, people had were too busy to make fun of other people. So I guess that's learning in LA that people are an inclusiveness in some aspects. Well, there's some aspects I had to learn and still growing and still troubled by it. I wasn't laughed at like I was in upstate New York. Because it really is, we hope that we can all grow and let people live regardless. It's not just religion, the big things, you know, religion. It's not just race. It's not just origin or what country you come from, whatever. It's about personality and what people like. If people want to be into astrology or dress with mohawk hair, or people want to wear whatever clothes they wear, as long as they ain't bothering nobody, gay is a big thing, you know. It's not about that either. There are people gay or straight. If you have your own lifestyle, you believe in a philosophy that's not necessarily popular, I'm talking about something positive, you know. Some people are into science, these sciences. They don't need to be judged because they think differently, you know. So that's why, kind of reason why I wrote Tragedy's Not What I Am, because I was put in an unjust society where they judged me and my personality or what troubles I had and made fun of it and didn't take me seriously because of their ignorance and cruelty. And a realization that I can get away from that and rise above that by being wiser than they are and not to do the same thing to somebody else who's in trouble. So, because I'm glad that people remind me it's good to be who I am. So if I was made fun of as an adult by other adults in my hometown, then something's wrong with them, not me. Because if you're making fun of somebody who looks different or act differently than you, then you got a mental problem. If something's wrong with you, you're ignorant. So if you want to be ignorant and prejudged, so far, go ahead. That's a tragedy, and I'm not going to be a tragedy. That's why I wrote those deep songs. Yes, I did. So, I mean, when I started writing these songs, I wasn't in a realization that I was writing similar to, rock and roll music like Pearl Jam or Nirvana, where they wrote those deep, sad, meaningful stuff, talk about suicide, talk about serious stuff. And a generation after generation went through a lot. I guess being as young as I am, I was able to write a lot about that similar stuff to get it out of my system and be positive. Because Tragedy is not what I am. It's a positive song. It's available on Deezer, on Spotify, everywhere. You can get Amazon. And it's about overcoming obstacles. If you like rock and roll, you'll like Tragedy is Not What I Am. And Tragedy is Not What I Am. It's like Forever Through Time. It has a country. It's mixed with country rock, you know. So I like to mix things up. But I also love to have fun and talk about things that are serious. And that's why I got into rock and roll, because she's talking about serious stuff, rebellion, what's going on. Like this song, being unique. had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. Isn't that positive? See, when people listen to my rock song, they say, oh, this sounds so negative. It's not negative. It's like taking, it's talking about a struggle, the songwriting. I had the idea, taking a struggle and overcoming it and being positive. Unique is about going for the dream to make it in Hollywood. You can say it's biographical about my life. Pardon me. It's about going for the dream to make it in Hollywood. You can listen to the lyrics. I had a hard time trying to make it in Hollywood. And, you know, that's what it's about. I came to Hollywood to be a star. When I came out here with a suitcase, that was my goal. And, you know, it was a gamble, and I was willing to, especially where I came from, because it wasn't just because of music. It's like I didn't fit in where I was, so I had to find a place where I fit in. So L.A. was like, I was told L.A. is where ignorance is bliss, isn't it? They think, you know, and in the East Coast, they think L.A. is full of crazy people. You'll fit in L.A. They're kind of weird. So I came to L.A. And I don't think it's that. I mean, it wasn't as, you know, but it's inclusive. You know, they are out there. Definitely Hollywood. When I was in Hollywood, I mean, well, I'm still living near Hollywood. I mean, God, they were out there. Hollyweird is truly, it's very true. I met people I never was exposed to in my hometown. I also saw celebrities when I first came out here. I was like, wow. I was starstruck because I wanted to be a celebrity, and I just saw this movie two years ago as a teenager, you know, like Stand and Deliver. You know, I was watching it at a group home for trouble because I had to leave home because of too much violence at my mom's and dad's home. That is true. And for a few days, and then I see the actor, Lou Diamond Phillips, at Covenant House, because I was at Covenant House. Yes, 18, 19, whatever, to see him. I was like, wow. But dreams can come true if you believe. I was like, wow. Start me to imagine what could happen. But I knew that I had to work hard. But that's what Unique is about. I had a hard time trying to make it. I did. The homelessness took a toll on me. I don't know. If I was 15 or 2 years before that, I did not see myself coming out that way, trying to be a star. But I was into music. I was growing into music, and music was growing and growing. Rock music, la la la. It was unexpected. But I felt I had to go. I had to come. I had to find a place to be me. And I didn't. And to see this was like, wow. But nevertheless, the song is unique. It's about trying to make it in Hollywood. My experience of not being taken seriously with the demo tape in West Hollywood with the record company. It was kind of like a major record label. But the way I look, my size, not my talent. I didn't look like I was determined, but he said, you're a determined person. That's what the A&R guy said. That's a good thing. Yeah, but he judged me, I guess, by the way I look. The other reason why I written that song, the struggles of how they judged me. They didn't take me seriously, and I couldn't fit into something that just didn't, was shallow and it was tough to fit into. I was in a jam band. We were screaming my lights out. We were singing all kinds of songs. We made pop songs, then we made these hard rock songs. I was jamming, screaming. I was screaming in a very high-pitched voice. We were jamming. One of the people that were in the band, we were a jam band. We wasn't going to the professional level, because they didn't want to go professional. I did, so I was trying to get them to go. I was young, and I was singing the lead. So we were thinking about going to the West Hollywood clubs to sing. Yes, that idea, just bringing a band on, we even written songs. And I even sung one of the songs that we made, like Dreams Come to Be. Yes, I was involved in the songwriting, yes. And one guy was, somebody was talking to this guy, one of the guitar players said he should be the lead singer because of the way he looked. And that bugged me, that irritated me, because I'm like, this ain't 1989. This is not 1987, this is 1985. Yeah, the MTV generations where I think image was more important than talent in those days. I was Holly Boer, a small child, you know. Very small, teenage, whatever. Well, anyway, those days are over. You know, people frown upon looking at somebody's look. There have been many heavyset singers who made it, numerous heavyset singers who made it into the business. So, who became platinum or gold status. So I'm like, that wasn't good. But the band disintegrated anyway, of any chance to try to go further to a professional level, because that wasn't the reason, but it irritated me because I was the one with the most powerful voice, the one with the vocal talent. And at the time, because I was taking voice training, I was. You know, it really irritated me because they judged me by the way I looked. So I written that, and I hope that, you know, Hollywood industry and people could really look at people's talent. It's about the effing music. It's about how you know, how you sing. Or if it's not that, it's about how great you can write a song or how well you can play. I mean, that's what it should be about. If I'm wrong, then you can contact me at DubneesLove22. Yes. Beauty can sell, but so can uniqueness and so can talent. So uniqueness is to continue to believe that I can release a record. When I made that song, I had no record idea whether I would, but I believed that I would, someone would sign me. And yes, my songs was released to the public, so in essence, I did get signed. So that's a good thing, is released to the public. So I was very happy to get my songs out there. So I've written that song Unique. If you like the song Unique, it's available at Deezer, Amazon, iTunes, is available everywhere. You know, I was troubled, you know, by things and coming across things that just didn't make sense. But I also realized in reality-wise that everybody has their own unique style in dealing with things, and I'm very unique who I am in my own way, but over the perception. Then again, we're more alike than we're different. The truth of the matter is we are more alike than we're different. We have our own unique style. Then again, you know, I'm pretty much the same like everybody else, you know, but I have my own unique style, and that's a great thing. Because without uniqueness, there wouldn't be inventions. We wouldn't have these computers. We wouldn't have the different clothes. We wouldn't have the different ideas that continue to transcend and make this world a better place. So that's that. Well, anyway, the next song I'm going to play is something I really enjoy. Here we go.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
know you. I co-written all these songs, and I'm give credit to David, okay, the guy who helped me write the song. So we've been working together for quite a long time, so it's great to have met him. The ideas were, we did it on the spot, so that is so great, you know. It wasn't intended, the song, I Really Want to Get to Know You. As I said before in previous podcasts, I guess I have to repeat it because perhaps it shows a story of what the song is, if people haven't heard. We always going to do Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain, because it has a pop, cover pop and a pop version. More popish than the pop version, because I think the original version is pop. And we decided not to and do this. I Really Want to Get to Know You. That was that. It was great to do. Great to be involved in this. Singing that was great. I didn't expect to sing it, you know, something like that. We just said, okay, let's forget about it. Let's just start something new. The other one, here's that as well. First entry into pop. Actually, it's not true. I'm sorry. You know what? I want to apologize tonight because I say it, but my first thought was, I Want You. Tell you something about that later, but That Is Why I Fell in Love with You was like my entry into pop dance. I love dance music. I wanted to try because I was in rock and rock. I wasn't getting anywhere in rock. In fact, I didn't feel the rock community accepted me when I was over there singing. I felt, and that's another thing that I felt personally alienated by the world, you know, not given that chance to be who I needed to be, or people thought I was too way out or something. And it was painful because of my self-esteem. But I believe that I can still create nevertheless and believe in thyself that I can sing and have the abilities. So I kept doing it. And that is why it was an idea that the co-songwriter, Dave, thought we should do. And I was like, it was hard for me to even, I don't know, I was so into just rock and roll. I was like, you know, I was like, okay, let's try it. So we went in and did it. The lyrics are pretty good. I helped really write those lyrics. It was great to do. Experimenting, it was great. It went, because I love pop, so I'm a pop singer. So I hope you like that. That's why I fell in love with you. And here is... You know, it's great to release these songs. You can hear that on Spotify, Deezer, Amazon. I Really Want to Be With You. It's one of my favorites because it's so positive. It's one of my favorites is because I was going through a crisis where I told a story. I'll tell it again. I was falsely accused of making calls, and I could have been charged with. I was charged with something that legally that I didn't do. So when I made that song at the time, which is not too long ago, very recent, I was going through something, and I listened to the phone call of the prank caller, and he kept calling the police officer a lot of swear words. And one word he used was, blue. And I'm like, that is so negative. It was painful to hear that, to be falsely accused of something that I didn't do. But when I went into the recording studio and the lyric, I had to write the lyrics to the song, I was like, what can I do? I was like, let me think of something. And I was going through it, and then that whole case was coming up and said blue. So I added the lyric blue. So that's why I took a negative and made it positive. So it's about being positive and feeling good with myself that I overcame a lot. And by the way, the case was dismissed because I didn't do anything wrong, because I'm a goody-two-shoe in that department. I've never been accused of anything. I've never been to jail or anything. So that is why my life has been so filled with so many obstacles. So you see me why I write those songs. But blue is, I really want to be with you, was very positive. So blue, transfer that into the song, and then it's like, there you go, to write the rest of the lyrics. And I really want to be with you, so positive. It's a collaboration. We did a good job on that. And it's about love, love, love. Because love is the highest form of energy on this planet. It encompasses spirituality. It is more important than anything, any religion or anything on this planet. It surpasses anything. Love doesn't hurt, and love is not prejudiced. Love accepts everybody. And that's why I write about it. And I write pop and rock. So that was what, and I really want to get to know you. That was, about love, wanting to meet somebody, and that song is pop. It's a great song to do. I thank the other co-songwriter. So it was a great, if you see the video's on Dub Night Vivo. You can see me at the end of the video and sort of in costume form, but not really, just relaxing, but you see the sunglasses. If I was on stage, I would wear sunglasses, but I would take them off. You'll see me take them off, because I got to look at the audience. Yes, I was on stage, and I didn't always wear sunglasses. Did you know that when I was on stage, at times I wore glitter and stuff when I was younger, and then at times I just wore plain old clothes. I just went on stage and sang. So I had to feel comfortable, mix it up, and that was something good to do. I'm going to tell you the truth. I wish I could have, I came in the studio so different late. So I wish I wasn't prepared vocally, but it's good enough vocally. I pretty much wrote all the lyrics on that as part of that. I'm Over You. It's about somebody that I met in Los Angeles when I first came out here, and it was up and down, and you know, got close, and then we broke apart because the person moved to a different area outside of LA. They moved up north or south or whatever. It was difficult, but you know, I had to move on. It's about breakup of friendships, relationships, whatever. And it was painful because I was alone, you know. It's like, but then I realized there are other people to meet. I have so many experiences, but love was a painful one, you know. Because feeling like love never came my way and feeling unloved by the world, the good thing about it is, despite that, I felt love inside myself and I'm a good person. So, and to try to respect others. I'm going to tell you the truth. I try to be as goody two shoes as I can now. When I was a kid, you know, I wasn't perfect, but I was going through a lot. And I feel that some of the stuff, it was because I was going through things that I just couldn't imagine. It was my way of trying to survive. I was kind of unbalanced, but love of thyself is important. So love is what I write about, you know, because self-love is important. It's also about respect of others, you know, and being more wiser from experience, you know, to look at people and do the best I can. You know, because, yeah, as a human being, I'm going through things now that I don't like. But, you know, life is too short because I only have one life to live. And this perhaps is my only life I'm going to be on this planet. So, and with COVID, reminders to appreciate what I have because I'm a good person. And so are you. And may all your dreams come true or whatever struggles you go out there. I hope it all comes true. Whoever's listening to this podcast, because we are all God's children in our own way. And that's the truth, you know. I speak in a spiritual tone, but it's beyond anything religion or anything. It's just in general. But it's part of the artistry that I exhibit in myself and what I create. And I try to do the best I can to illustrate where it's coming from in my own way. If you have any questions, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, one day at a time, and do the best we can. Because life is too short. As I get older, I realize there's only one life to live. And I don't know how long I'm going to be on this planet. But I will make the best out of it. Just try to enjoy whatever I have or don't have and like myself as much as possible. Comfort myself. And surely I hope you comfort yourself and like yourself too. Because self-esteem is important. And that's part of why I create. So I write about love because it's part of the true meaning of self-esteem. And no matter what struggles I went through in the past, they are over with because the past is over. I don't really care what happened now, what happened as a teenager, or what happened now, because that's beyond. I can't think about that. I can think about now and the future. And that's all I think about. And to go for your dreams, no matter what you want to be, a doctor, lawyer, business person, teacher, astronaut, me, I want to be an artist, intellectual. But for you, if you want to just be a farmer or if you want to be whatever you want to be, may it all come true. But also, in my opinion, this is just opinion. I'm not trying to preach. It's important that I say that because preaching is, I would never imagine myself being a preacher because that's limiting. That's in a religion tone, and I think that would limit my potential. I'm speaking in more of a personal tone. And, you know, to appreciate each, you know, we all should appreciate ourselves. And don't let no negativity or put down stop us. Because we are beautiful, no matter what anyone else say. Yeah, the words can hurt. It is true. You know, when you hear the negativity, they say, sticks and stone will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. It can't hurt no matter how strong we are. But you take the sting and continue to grow and ignore those haters, those naysayers. And I get that, too, all the time, because I get told by people all the time that, oh, I'm too ugly, I can't sing, and I don't listen to them because something's wrong with them, their self-esteem is messed up. Because if they had good self-esteem or something going on with them that was positive, they wouldn't have time to put me down. Really, when you look at the haters and the naysayers, there's really, truly something is wrong with them. So that is how it is, because I experienced it so much in my life. And so much strife and so much lack thereof and whatever. But life is too short. So I have to make the best out of it by creating and talk about the music that I put on Spotify. And you can listen to it on Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, because the reason why I talk about these stories on this podcast is related to the music that I've written, Dove Night Matter Part 2. Because I had this vision about the song and what the song came about from all the experiences that I told you on this podcast. And I keep talking about it because it's related to the song. So when I say Dove Night Matter Part 2 is coming out March 3rd, 2021, it will be out. However, because the distribution company has made mistakes before, I will release a video with the song I Want You. And you can listen to it. It will be a video out March 2nd, 3rd, probably within the next 24 hours. If it don't come out, I'll let you know, and I'll put it on Twitter for you to see. Yes, I am. It's important for us to be aware of what it is and what is important. You know, life is too short. And as COVID-19, we found vaccinations, stay safe, because it's important for me to talk about these things. And I'm going to appreciate my life as much as possible, no matter what I don't have or whatever, or take for who, no matter what anyone else say. The important thing is being positive. And positive is the key to the artistry and creativity. That's Dove Night Matter Part 2 and Dove Night Me, the singer, songwriter, the artist. So that's how it is. I'm not going to address any negativity, because people have listened to my podcast and say something's wrong with me or whatever. That is not true. That, again, as I repeat, those are haters and naysayers. Do not listen to the haters and naysayers, because something is wrong with them. So it's about what is important: staying alive and being happy and being friendly and just trying to be positive and move on. The past is gone and life is too short. And that's how I see life, to ability to move on and to create. Create, and may all your wishes and dreams come true, no matter where you are on this planet, whoever listening, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever religion you believe in, because we're all important on this planet. We're all equal. Whether you're Buddhist or Hindu or Jewish or Islam or Christian or whatever you believe, if it makes you happy, then go for it. And may you be set free. Good day, good night, no matter who you are, no matter where you are on this planet. I wish you all the best until the next podcast. Good day, good night from Dove Night.